Rabbi Leibowitz informs me that this is going to be the last Hashkafa Shmooze of the year. I don't know how you guys are going to exist without me, but you'll have to figure out a way to exist. So I was thinking a lot, of course, where we're getting closer and closer to Kabbalah Satorah. Closer and closer. And I really have always felt that the holiday of Shavuos is really a day to really try to use the best way possible. And, you know, I was wondering this morning whether it's a coincidence that Chazal took a pasuk, which really has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. If you look at this pasuk, the pasuk has nothing to do with the study of Torah. But somehow everybody, starting with the Medrash in the Torah's Kohanim, the Medrash says, in the first words of the second parsha that we're going to read, the only parsha that we're going to read out of Yisrael, and the second parsha that we're going to read, Imbuchu kosai teilechu, ve'es mishpatai tasu. So the Medrash says, what do we learn from the words in Bukhukosai Telechu? Shetiyu Amelim Batorah. That you should work hard at the study of Torah. Now, if you look at that Pasuk doesn't sound like it has anything to do with the study of Torah, but everybody learns so many different things from the study of Torah. I wonder if there's a coincidence that generally speaking, that's what the Gemara says. This Sedra always comes out before Shavuos, that Chazal learned so many things that connected to the study of Torah, because it's always such a great preparation for Shavuos. But anyway, since I was thinking about the fact that Shavuos is coming up, so if you read the commentary of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh on many places, the Orach Chaim will sometimes give you like 3 pshatim in something, 7 ways of looking at something, 9 ways of looking at something. The Orach Chaim on this pasuk, I even, like, again, I didn't put as much time into this as I would have liked to, but what I could count, he had 23 approaches to this pasuk, all of them connecting them to Limud HaTorah. So I figured, what better way to prepare for Shavuos? I don't know if we're going to get through all 23, but knowing me, we actually might get through all 23 in these 20 minutes, you know, 15 seconds for each one, 30 seconds for each one. I'd like to go through with you the Orach Chaim's 23 ways of reading this pasuk to prepare for Kabbalas HaTorah. But I'll try to have you understand it also, even though I'm going to do 23. Number one, he says, first of all, why is it called Chukosai? This is all number one. Why is it called Chukosai Teilecha? Why is it called a Chok? Because he says, because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is even to learn things 2 or 3 times. Even after you know it already, still learn. That's like a Chok. You say, I know it already. What do I got to learn it again for? He even says that's why Hashem created a scenario. That's why we forget what we learned. So you should learn it again. Because Hashem wants us to keep on going over and over again. That's why it's called the Chok. Now, why is it Chukosai, Lashon Rabim, still part of number one? There's 2 Torahs. Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh. It's all one. And similarly, all within the first pshat, you have to learn during the day and learn during the night. So it's 2 Torahs. But it's all one. Chukosai, Tishmo. That's why it's written Chaser. It's all one. Pshat number 2, not only does a person have to learn himself, why does it say in the plural, B'chukosai? Not only do you have to learn yourself, but you have an obligation to take the Torah that you've learned and teach it to other people. That's why it's Lashon Rabim. Lilmodu, Lilami, there's different aspects of Talmud Torah. And why does it say Halicha, right, in B'chukosai Teilechu? What's so special about walking? So he says, the Pasuk says, V'shinantim levanecha, v'dibarat abam, v'shiftecha b'veisecha, uvelechtecha v'derech, b'chukosai Teilechu. Not only when a person's in the Beis Medrash, we've spoken before in the Chachmi Lublin, it said on the top of the Beis Medrash, right? Lechuvanim Shimuli. That Rameir Shapiro wanted the Talmidim to take the Torah when they give out. Very appropriate right before vacation, right? It is going to be the last one, the summer. So you got to take Lev Shlomo with you wherever you go. You got to take the study of Lev Shlomo, b'lechtecha b'derech. B'chukosai Teilechu. Talmud Torah, you take it with you wherever you go. Number 3. David HaMelech says, based on a pasuk in Tehillim, David was thinking he was going to go play baseball, he was going to go eat a meal, he was going to go meet people in his castle, but David HaMelech says he always found his feet taking him to the Beis Medrash. Wherever he went, he found his feet taking him. In B'chukosai, if a person connects himself to learning, Teilechu, you're going to find that wherever you go, wherever you're holeich, wherever you go, he says, it's always going to be taking you. Your feet are always going to be carrying you to Shetiyu Amelim Batorah. Your feet are always, if you get into it, if you get into learning, you're always going to be attracted to the Beis Medrash. Number 4, he says, B'chukosai Teilechu, there's so many different paths of Torah. There's halacha, there's hashkafa, there's machshava, there's nigla, nistar, there's zohar, there's so many different aspects. Shivim panim la Torah. Pshat, remez, drash, and sod, and shivim panim la Torah. We should all know that there's a path of Torah for everybody. The Torah so varies. Teilechu. It's many, many different paths. Number five, he says, b'chol derachecha da'ehu. The Torah says, whichever way a person goes, he quotes a Rambam, Perek Gimel, Mehilchos Yisodi HaTorah, which I read through the whole Perek Gimel Yisodi HaTorah. I didn't find the Rambam there. It's obviously a Rambam somewhere else. I don't think it's in the whole Yisodi HaTorah, because I checked the whole Yisodi HaTorah. It's not there either. The Lashon HaRambam is something along these lines. So quotes the Aruch Chaim. I remember this Rambam for some reason. I just couldn't find it. I didn't have time. Yosim elibo kadeshiyeh gufo shalim v'chazak kadeshiyeh bari lodas es Hashem. That's what it means in Bechukosai Teilechu. Bishvil Esek HaTorah Teilechu. That when a person eats and drinks and goes to the gym to make himself healthy, he should be thinking that he's doing everything that he does in his life. Why? For the purpose of Talmud Torah. Which means, Bechukosai Teilechu means, he says, for Chukosai, for the study of Torah, Teilechu. All the walkings that you do throughout your entire life should be for the purpose of the study of Torah. Like the Rambam says, if a person keeps himself healthy for the sake of Talmud Torah, then everything he does in this life will be lishma, will be for the sake of learning. Number six, he says, you know, sometimes a guy will be learning and he's going to say a chiddush. He's going to say a new pshat, an original pshat. What gives you the right to say a chiddush? So he says, pshat number six, he says, im b'chukosai teilechu. You should realize you could be holich. You could walk on this street, you could walk on that street, walk on a different street. There's not just one way of looking at Torah, like we said before, but here he's saying that it has to do with chiddush. But he says, if a person says a chiddush, you better make sure. Im b'chukosai teilechu, ve'es mishpatai ta'asu. Don't have your chidushim go against halacha. You can't say a chiddush against halacha. That's called megala panim ba sheloka halacha. Megala panim ba Torah sheloka halacha. If a person reveals panim ba Torah sheloka halacha, that's very bad. Similar pshat number seven, he says, lo am haaretz chassid. You found the Rambam? Oh, Rabbi Leibowitz found it for me? Deos, that's what I thought. I thought that also. It's Perek Gimel. Oh, this is the famous. This Rambam is actually hanging in my office. You see how much I know. This Rambam is hanging in my office. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you look inside the Aruch Chaim, he says it's Yisodi HaTorah Perek Gimel. It's a misquote. It's another Sefer Ma that, oh, this is such, by the way, I should have just said this Rambam. All right, remind me at the end. I have to read you this Rambam. This is the Rambam that a person has to live his life by. That's why it's hanging in my office. This is the most important Rambam you'll ever read. Anyway. Pshat number seven, he says, Lo am aretz chassid. That people like to accept upon themselves chumras, he says. People like to be strict. Like chassidim, they like to be chumra. They have to do chumras. But sometimes a person's going to be so strict about certain things, he's going to be coming to violate halacha. Like he gives an example. A guy wants to be strict with the mitzvah of having relations with his wife. Goes very strict. So the Aruch Chaim writes, so Yom Kippur night, his wife's going to say, it's time we should have relations. But it's, so you're going to be chumr, you think you're going to be machmir. So that's why it says, Im b'chukosai teilechu. You want a mamish, keep my chukim, v'es mishpatai tishmeru. Shomer, be careful. If you're going to be so strict on certain mitzvos, you're going to come to be, you're going to be lenient on others. My Rebbe, Rebbe Mordechai Wilk, likes to say, every chumra is a kula. He likes to say, every time you're being strict on yourself on one thing, chances are you're being lax. So he says it's not a good idea to take upon yourself chumras. Shot number eight, he says, what does the Gemara say? I think it's a Gemara in Makkos. Hevi gola lamakom Torah. Hevi gola lamakom Torah. Im b'chukosai for Talmud Torah teilechu. Right? You might find yourself in a place where there's not a lot of Torah. You better go find it. Have a goal of makom Torah. A person should always move to a community that has Torah. You may have to move yourself. You may have to go. If you find yourself in a place where there's no Torah, in Bechukosai Teilechu, that's shot number 8. Shot number 9 says, shot number 9. That a person has to learn. Person has to learn Lishma. We're going to skip shot number 9. We're going to go to shot number 10. Shot number 10, he says like this, HaTorah Niknes B'Memches Devarim. So the Mishnah at the end of Pirkei Avos says that there's 48 ways that you acquire Torah. So these are the 48 paths. He says that not anybody who wants to study Torah can do it. There's 48 ways. That's what it means. Im B'chukosai Teilechu. If you want to achieve greatness in the study of Torah, Es Mitzvosai Tishmeru V'Asizim Osam. You got to follow the 48 paths. Because there's a lot of things that can prevent you from studying, right? What does it say that you got to look inside Pirkei Avos? What are the 48 paths? You have to have patience. You have to work hard, right? You have to do all the things. So you have to know that. Pshat number 11, he says that a person who studies Torah, there's a lot of people who study Torah, but then they don't mind sinning. They study Torah for the intellectual pursuit. I get a geschmack out of that. But when it comes to the Lamaisa, I don't keep the mitzvahs. So says the Aruch Chaim, shot number 11. Im b'chukosai teilechu shetiyu ameilim b'torah. If you want your ameils b'torah to count, es mitzvosai tishmeru. You got to keep the mitzvahs also, because a person who studies Torah and doesn't keep the mitzvahs, he's abusing the whole Torah. The whole Torah that he learns is pointless if he's going to violate the averus. Shot number 12, he says, what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Kol shechachmasa meruba mimasav. If you have more chachma than your actions, ein chachmasa miskayemes. So he says, make sure that you observe the mitzvos in the same measure that you study the Torah. Don't study Torah more than you act. You have to make sure that your actions are commensurate. Very similar to what he said before. Then he says another pshat like this, right? What does the Gemara say? Adam osek beparshas ola mala lav kilu hikrav ola. Wow, this is an incredible power of Talmud Torah. What does it say? V'Talmud Torah keneged kulam. What do you mean Talmud Torah keneged kulam? So it says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. What does it mean Talmud Torah keneged kulam? Rabbosai, there's certain mitzvahs that you and I are never going to keep. We're never going to be able to keep in our lifetime. If you're not a Kohen, you can't do certain mitzvahs of a Kohen. Right, if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you can't do certain mitzvahs atulis ba'aretz. So says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Psat number 12, 13. What does it mean? Talmud Torah keneged kulam? By studying the Torah of that mitzvah, in b'chukosai teilechu shetiyu ameilim b'torah, es mitzvosai tishmeru. You can keep all the mitzvahs. You might not be able to actually keep the mitzvah, but by learning the Torah of that mitzvah, you're keeping the mitzvahs. If you keep it, the Talmud Torah keneged kulam. What does it mean, Talmud Torah keneged kulam? He says, learning the Torah of every mitzvah, it'll be like you kept every mitzvah. Shot number 14. Person shouldn't say, it's the opposite. Person shouldn't say, I studied the mitzvahs, so I don't have to do it. I studied the mitzvah. Imuchukosai teilechu, shetu ameilim b'torah, that's mitzvosai tishmeru. Make sure you still keep the mitzvos. Don't take this vart to its logical, absurd conclusion, which is, you'll say, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, if I study the mitzvos, if I did it. But that doesn't exempt you. Make sure you do the mitzvah also. Pshat number 15. He says, Asur l'adam lasum l'derech pa'amav ad sheyaktim divrei Torah. Im b'chukosai teilechu. If you learn Torah early in the morning, then you can go to work. Then you can teilechu. Then you can go on the paths. But first make sure beforehand you're b'chukosai, shetiyu ameilim b'torah. First you have to be ameilim b'torah. Then afterwards teilechu. But make sure first thing in the morning, this is a very, very good piece of advice for those of you going out into the workforce. Make sure that the first thing you do in the morning before you go out into the world, you learn. In Bechukosai, afterwards then Telechu. Lashon Asid. In the future. Pshat number 16. Shot number 16. He says, there's a Gemara that says there's three levels of people. Some see with a clear, not so clear vision. Some see with a clear vision. And some mamish are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'in ani yodeh b'ma yusak ha-kavad ha-gadol hazeh. That's what it says. Im b'chukosai, teilechu. A person who really works hard at the Torah. So a person's not going to need any help in terms of teilechu, in terms of going throughout the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be with him all the time. And a very similar pshat number 18, he quotes a Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yeravam ben Nevat, if you do tshuva, me and you will walk together in Gan Eden. Ani v'ata netayel b'Gan Eden. He tells Yeravam ben Nevat, if you do tshuva, Hashem says me and you can walk in Gan Eden. And the Mekubalim say, this is the highest level of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu walk together in Gan Eden. So how does a person merit this? He says, Im b'chukotzai, b'emtzos esek ha-Torah teilechu, that's when you'll get to walk together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden. Person who studies Torah, you can mamish get to the highest levels. Talmud Torah k'neged kulam, there's nothing that brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the study of Torah. There's nothing that allows a person mamish, as he's going to say in a second, this is amazing, that to walk with Hashem Gan Eden. But then he says even further, shot number, I think it's 18. When Hashem created Adam Rishon in this world, he didn't create him only to be in this world. He says, he gives a mashal. It's like when we live in this world, it's like you're living in a house with an attic. And every once in a while, you could walk up into the attic whenever you want. That's the Olam HaElyon. He says, when a person, it's all together. When Hashem created a man with a neshama, so you start in this world, but every once in a while you want to go up into the next world. So he says, like Eliyahu and Hanavi went up. So he says, if a person works hard at Talmud Torah, through Talmud Torah you could be that when a person dies, he won't even feel the pain of death, because it will be a seamless transition from this world to the next world. A person can work on himself and make himself so spiritual that he's not even going to be affected by death at all. Unbelievable. Then he says, not even death, but even in this world, a person can somehow walk up to the next world. Like we talked about, when you learn Torah, when you experience Shabbos, you can go to the next world. Pshat number 20, it says that through the Esek HaTorah, you'll be able to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that you can't do before. Im b'chukosai teilechu, then you'll understand Hashem and His mitzvahs in a whole different level. We're almost done here. Shot number 21. It's referring to tefillin. Chukah. Chukah means tefillin. Shamartas chukah azos. The minhag rishon was to wear tefillin all day long. So the pasuk's teaching you, if you wear tefillin all day long, you'll feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top of you. This is what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein told my son about tefillin on this pasuk. V'shamartas chukah azos. That's why Rav Aaron holds there's no mitzvah of chinuch by tefillin. Some people say a month before, some people say the day of our mitzvah, but we don't really do like 6 or 7 years old like by tzitzis, because it's such a serious thing. Like the Rambam talks about tefillin, it's so serious. So that's why you wear the tefillin all day long to keep a Yiras Shamayim. Mim b'chukosai teilechu. 22, habet no hashamayma. Im b'chukosai teilechu means if you walk on top of the chukos shamayim va'aretz, like Avraham Avinu walked on top of the stars. So if you learn Torah, you'll be able to walk. Mazel won't affect you. And finally, the last pshat is that you're supposed to v'chukosai, even if you don't understand the mitzvos, when you study the Torah, even if you don't understand fully, you still have to do them. In v'chukosai teilechu es mishpatai tishmeru, even if as mitzvosai tishmeru, even if you don't understand, you have to do it. Just want to close with this Rambam. Hopefully this Rambam can send you off to the summer. And if you, this is what I have hanging in my office. About how a person, right? The Rambam, it's the third chapter of Hilchos Deis. We'll close with this.
Tzarach Adam Sheichavin Kol Mas of Kulam Kidei Leidas Hashem Baruch Hu Bovad. Everything you do should be the goal of knowing Hashem. V'yeshifto v'kumo v'dibura kolum azadar v'ketzat. Kishe yisa v'yitain. When you do business, it shouldn't be to make a lot of money. It should be so that I have enough money, so I have enough food that I could, you know, marry off my kids, and that requires a heck of a lot of money. And I should be able to marry off my kids, and I should be able to have enough food to eat. And v'chein, when a person eats and drinks and when he has relations with his wife, he shouldn't do that for his own personal benefit. Rather, he should do it for the sake of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he says, right, Hamaning Atzma Pia Rufua, Im Sama Libashia Kogufa Rav Shlemim Chazakim, a person wants to live his life and be healthy, so he should be able to serve Hashem. Shatiya Nafsha Yishar Ladas Hashem. Sheyevsha Sheyavim Yistaka Machachmos, a person can't be a good Jew if he's sick. He can't really contemplate the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Yasim Alibashia Lo Bain Ulaye Chacham Godob Yisrael. Nimtza Mahalik, but there's a Yav Kula over this Hashem Tamid. Afil B'shosh, and those say, even when you're doing business, you're serving Hashem. Even when you're having relations, you're serving Hashem. When you're eating, you're serving Hashem, because your whole goal is just to serve Hashem. Even when you're sleeping, it should be that you should have the strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even Zet, Sibu Chacham Amu, Kol Ma'asech Yil Shem Shamayim. V'hu Shama Shloma B'chachmasa B'chol Dorachecha Da'ei V'yu Hashem Baruch Hosecha. That's what Dor HaChaim learns on Im B'chukosai Teilechu. Teilech, wherever you go, should be the serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my bracha to each one of you. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I hope we'll see you guys back in Leiv Shlomo next year, Bez Hashem. Hopefully we'll see you. But wherever your travels take you in the interim, it should always be L'shem Shamayim, and it should be always B'chukosai Teilechu. Wherever you hold, should be, as we prepare for Shavuos, the Shavuos should be a great preparation for the summer, so that wherever we go, we should be always connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll hopefully see everybody in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, but if not, back in Leiv Shlomo next semester.